So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
At the start of the program, we were alerted to the fact that Jason Swigard, who claims to be a Dodgers fan, a lifelong Dodgers fan.
Yeah.
We were alerted to the fact that for a Game 7 of the World Series, he did not watch it.
No.
Rather, he went to a Timbers game.
And we had someone with inside information that said he wasn't even watching the game at the Timbers game.
Yeah, so I didn't hear this on the morning show. And Swigard, of course, Dirt and Sprague's producer.
Yeah.
Longtime fan personality, Jason Swigard. Mm-hmm. A beloved figure here.
Yes.
But
who I've lost tons of respect for.
Apparently, and the listeners are filling me in on the text line here, that what happened was nobody knew that Swigard didn't watch the game.
Mm-hmm.
It was a bartender from the Pope House that texted in and alerted Sprague to the fact that, hey, Swag was in the bar.
Wow.
And said he went to the Timbers game and didn't watch the game. He was watching the game at the bar after Timbers.
Okay.
But
which, by the way, that didn't happen. Because I attempted to go to both. He did not. You could not have left that game and caught.
You couldn't have.
Okay. We left early.
Okay, so I may have the facts.
Yeah. He didn't watch the Dodger game. He probably just went to that bar afterwards and was
maybe
like,
that's what it was. Yeah. But anyway, he was called out, and I assume Dirt and Sprague gave him massive quantities of crap.
I would certainly hope so.
But you call him a fake Dodger fan.
I don't believe he can ever call himself a Dodger fan.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think that there's, like, if let's just keep it to baseball.
Yeah.
Because I think baseball fans are a unique breed of sports fan.
Yes.
Oftentimes, if you're a true baseball fan, it is, like, you just... I don't want to say it's a different level of fandom, but it is different than any other sport.
Yeah.
And you are absolutely in love with the game and your team, and nothing will ever stand in the way of that. Not that that's not true of other sports. Baseball is a little bit more romantic, okay?
Yeah.
And it oftentimes gets its hooks in you very, very young. So it's rare that you... I think maybe this is what I'm trying to say. I think it's rare that a baseball fan... That you don't believe a baseball fan when they say they're a fan of a team.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, if you say you're a Mets fan, I am going to believe that you're a Mets fan, and with that comes the responsibility of acting like a damn Mets fan. Okay. Yes. Like you said you're a fan. Yeah. I want to see that.
Yes.
Okay. I think in football, especially in college, it can be a little different because it's like, oh, I'm a Doug fan. Oh, you didn't even go there.
Yeah.
You know, you just live in the area. You got caught up in the... Okay. So somebody texted in, they said, it's really a whole thing in LA, these fake Dodger fans. But what we were saying is, you know, Swigard's other team is the Cowboys. So
it's a damning piece of evidence.
It is. So when you're a Dodgers, Lakers, Yankees, Cowboys fan, and there are other teams that fall into this, if those are your favorite teams, you're not really a true fan. You're just piggybacking off of successful, large sports franchises.
Yes.
You know, and their success. So Swigard, for all these years, we just assumed that he really was a Dodger fan.
I assume so.
Because he said he was but he's not.
He has made bets with me in the past when the Mets and Dodgers have played. He's like, oh, this is like a great, you know, like, oh, we got to put a bet on this because we're both big fans. Turns out he's full of crap.
Well, yeah, because in the way he's full of crap, and we didn't know it until now, is when your team, if you claim to be a baseball fan and your team is in a Game 7 of a World Series, there's really only one acceptable way to watch that game.
Yeah.
And that is on your couch, perhaps even on your floor, yes, on the hands and knees,
yes,
biting your nails, drinking heavily,
yeah,
and watching your team in Game 7 in solitude.
Yes.
That's really the only, yeah, way. I mean, everybody knows that. That's like universal.
Oh, I will also accept watch party, like outside of the stadium. Like, I'll give you that.
Oh, yeah, or go to the game.
Go to the game, something along those lines. But going to another sporting event, knowing that you will miss Game 7 and you're fine with it because you want to hang out with your buddies, I'm sorry. That is sad and pathetic, and it is a damning piece of evidence against you where in a court of sports law, you get convicted of not, yeah, being a fan.
He has been exposed. Well, yeah, he's exposed himself. So I guess what the story is that he was at the Pope House before the Timbers game,
ah,
and the bartender alerted Dirt and Sprague that, dude, he said he was going to the Timbers game. He's not even watching the Dodger game. So anyway, this is a whole L.A. thing, though.
Yeah.
Because I
can see that being a thing in L.A.
I have a friend, and this friend, I think you've briefly met him. Mm-hmm. He was always down in L.A. when we go down to the Pac-12 media days. I went to KU with him. And he lives in L.A. with his family.
I know who you speak of.
His name's Bob.
Yeah, you would always go out with him when we would go down.
Yeah, he would always make it a point. He's a great dude.
Yeah.
He would always make it a point to do something really cool, take me out for something really cool one night in L.A. while we were down there.
Yeah.
One night we went to the EPL game. Two EPL teams were playing at the Coliseum. We went to that. Mm-hmm. One night we went to, that was the Brad Paisley experience.
Yeah.
Because he worked for Twitter at the time. One night was the act of killing a premiere with, yeah, the...
he's got some cool L.A.
Yeah, very cool L.A. things.
Yeah.
Dude, that guy's a... Well, he's not a huge sports fan, yeah, okay? So I will say that about Bob.
Okay.
But he was always a Royals fan, cheering for the Jayhawks and Royals. He grew up in Fort Collins. I was alerted to this by my friends, because I'm not on social media anymore.
Yeah.
I don't have Facebook or Instagram or any of that. But apparently he's all... in.
He's gone full Dodger.
On Dodgers.
He's gone full native, huh?
Yeah, and I can't really call him out on it. I haven't seen any of the evidence, sure, but my other sources are telling me,
it's not good, huh?
He is super Mr. LA Dodger guy. And let me tell you something, that guy, this is just like Swigard. That guy doesn't give a lick about the Dodgers.
No. Nope.
I can tell you that for sure. He doesn't even care about sports. Mm,
and yet he's gone.
Okay.
And yet he's moved there now. The Dodgers are the
now he's posting, yeah, things about being, oh, big dad. Oh, shut up, Bob.
Pathetic.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Maybe it's just a Dodger. Do the Dodgers have, is it just an LA thing in general? Because Miami has this. Miami has fake fan.
Well, I think New York has it too. Again, this is where the big brand fake fan comes from.
Yeah.
Is they, I think here's what it is. I think that they live in LA. When you live in LA or when you live in New York City or when you live in Miami, you are in a bubble.
Yeah.
And the only thing, it's so big and there's so much going on there. The only thing that matters to you is what's happening there.
Yeah.
This is why it happens. And it gets its hooks in you because everybody's talking about, everybody's doing it. It's all, you know, like it's a big thing.
And I will tell you, because we went down to, I really like going to Dodger games on the West Coast. And Mariner fan can get pissy at me all you want. The best, in my opinion, and I've been to them all. I've been to every stadium on the West Coast. T-Mobile is a great place to see a ball game. I think San Diego has got a great environment. The A's, no. Giants, phenomenal. Great stadium. For me, and maybe I'm a traditionalist, I think the best ballpark experience is in Chavez Ravine. I love Dodger Stadium. I think it's great. The tradition there, it's wonderful. They pack the place. Go see a game with the sun going down, palm trees, phenomenal. They win, hit the music. I love LA. I can see being down there how easy it is to get roped in because when you go down there to watch a game, unless they're playing your team, you will find yourself rooting for LA.
Yeah.
It's a great crowd, great environment.
It's a vibe.
It's a vibe.
Yeah.
It is an absolute vibe.
The Padres have that too.
Yeah, I can totally see where if you go down there and you move there and you're not a super sports guy, right? You're not a big sports fan. You're removed from the Royals. The Royals aren't doing anything. I can totally see how those tentacles wrap themselves around you and you can all of a sudden be like, oh, I'm now full Dodger. Can totally see how it happens.
Yeah. But that's how you get the fake fans.
That's how you get it.
Right there.
Yeah. But still, you would think that even as a fake fan, you would know that games... You would think if anything was going to draw you out into real fandom, it would be Game 7 of the World Series, back to back.
But you're not a real fan, so it wouldn't draw you in the same way. I think my biggest problem with it... Like, you can do whatever you want. You can root for whoever you want to root for. You can get swept up into whatever you want to get swept up in. I don't care. I'm not here to judge. I'm not playing defense here, okay? But the one thing that kind of bothers me is you act as if you're a huge fan. Like, you just call it what it is, that you're kind of fair weather. By the way, Brandon Aubrey from 68 yards.
So,
oh, he missed it.
Oh.
He
missed it. We had the little guy from Jacksonville hit a 68-yarder, so that would have tied it.
Yeah. And he got it there, but he missed it left.
Missed it left.
Wow. Anyway, so 17-7 Cardinals at the half. I think it's just this kind of piggyback. Like, you act like a real fan, but we know you're not.
Yeah.
You don't need to act like a... Like, tone your rhetoric and your actions down to let us know that you're not... Like, you're swept up in it, but you're not, like, diehard fan.
Here's one. For the last handful of years, my buddy has had primo table seats for the Timbers. And we are at most Timbers games. We were there when the Timbers played for the MLS Cup a number of years ago. We go to most games. I have a sweatshirt. We go. I wear the little scarf. We wave a little bit. Make no mistake about it. I am not a diehard Timbers fan. And oftentimes the people down there, they kind of like, they try to rope us in and we're like, yeah, we don't know what's going on. Like, someone will ask us something and like, you're asking the wrong guys. Like, We just kind of come here to drink, and it's sunny out, and it's a cool table. But you will never catch me going full Timbers Army. But I think a lot of people in that situation, after a couple years of going to games, would try to claim diehard Timbers status.
Right. Yeah.
And I am not.
But can I also bring up another thing here? Timbers Army. Okay, what year did the Timbers get formed and start?
77.
But no, when they came back?
Oh.
Like 08, 09.
Yeah, something like
somewhere
that.
In there.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you really a diehard fan if, like, see, this is what's weird to me. Are you really a diehard fan if the Timbers come back? Let's say you don't remember them from the 70s.
Sure.
They come back to Portland, but you really like soccer, so you're going to go support the local soccer team that's coming to town. You're very excited about it.
Yeah.
Are you really a diehard fan if the first night you're there, you're in the Timbers Army going crazy? Like, isn't that a little contrived? Like, yes, you're supporting your hometown team.
Yes.
I get that. But I don't think you just instantly overnight become a diehard fan. I think that...
It's now, a process.
Now,
yeah.
If you told me, 2025, so 16 years ago,
yeah.
There's a guy, and there's probably a lot of the Timbers Army that have been in there for every game.
From day one.
And it's like, they're probably diehard fans by now.
Yeah.
But like day one...
You're not.
I don't think it works that way.
I'm with you.
Because you have to have the emotion of it. You
yes.
have to have the there's real...
There's some pain.
Yes.
There's some highs. There's some lows.
It's one thing to support your team. It's another to be a diehard fan of that team.
Yes.
And I think that's what we're calling out here.
Yeah.
And L.A., you know, there's nobody worse than L.A. front runner, late to the game, leaving early to go see a movie type of fan.
Yeah, by the way, we're even hearing this from our inside source, saying Swag wasn't very excited they won. He acted like he didn't... act like he cared. He said he called it, quote, a relief, and stated on the show that they were wondering why he wasn't gloating or whatever.
Hold on, everybody.
Yeah,
he hates the Japanese.
I don't know. There's just, I just think his Dodger fandom.
Here's the situation.
If you're another Dodger fan, you should not allow him to say that he's a Dodger
fan. It's over.
And I'm disappointed. I thought Swag was better than that.
Well, some of this is on us.
For not sniffing it out sooner.
Yeah, to assume that he was a real fan.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it's just not okay.
We work at a sports station. You have to be vetted.
And that's what I thought. Like, you work at a sports station, he's the senior guy here.
You telling me Schultzy's not a real Mariner fan?
Well, I think y'all know.
He's still wearing that damn bandana.
Got my compass necklace. Yeah, I got my teal headband.
I mean, Dirt is a duck through and through.
Yes.
Sprague's a beaver through and through.
Yep.
You can tell my love for the Jayhawks and the Royals. Yeah. Schultzy, the Mariners.
Well, I'll even say this to the point. Like, I went, not only, no offense to anyone, not only did I go to BYU, I played at BYU. For God's sakes, if anyone has a reason to be a diehard BYU fan, it is me. Guess who isn't a diehard BYU fan? Me. I like them. I support them. But let's not pretend that if BYU loses, that my day is ruined. It's just not it's not the case. I just think that the pretend fandom...
We need to call it out.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.